morning. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much for joining us. Can you start off by telling us about how traumatic withdrawal syndrome came to be recognised and brought to attention in terms of the children on Nauru?
Doctors who treated children on Nauru who have just come off Nauru have reported to the media on the conditions. And it's very similar to conditions seen in refugee children in Sweden. It's traumatic withdrawal syndrome where kids withdraw, stop eating, speaking, moving, and need medical treatment. At least 50 children on Nauru are displaying these symptoms of traumatic withdrawal syndrome.
Yeah, well, how does the condition affect those who are suffering from it?
But the symptoms are that, you know, kids, it becomes too much for them to deal with. The ongoing and prolonged exposure to a traumatic situation, and they withdraw. So they stop eating, they stop moving, they stop talking to people, they stop interacting, and they stay in bed. And there's nowhere for them to go on Nauru. There's nowhere for them to be treated for this condition. So parents need to look after them and try and look after them by forcing food and water into their bodies. So it's very dangerous. Doctors have said that children are at risk of dying, and we've managed to actually bring 27 kids to Australia through legal intervention to save their lives.
Yeah, well, it's absolutely horrible thing that sounds for a child especially to go through. Why do we see such a high concentration of people with this condition on Nauru?
It's because they've been held on Nauru for about 4 years now, and it's sort of a place where, you know, there's nothing really to do and there's no kind of hope for a future. And they're also exposed to violence and abuse. There's allegations of, you know, abuse of children, abuse of women. And they're also, entire families experience really serious and chronic mental health illness. And people are deteriorating because they just aren't getting the medical treatment that they need. Doctors are recommending overseas medical transfers for people to Australia because there's just no proper treatment on Nauru for trauma.
Yeah, right. It kind of leads into my next question because I guess diagnosis of traumatic withdrawal syndrome is one thing, but I guess are there any avenues for treatment on Nauru at all?
Not really. The visiting doctors and the doctors who work with kids recommend that they be transferred because the Nauru hospital doesn't have the capacity to treat people and, you know, to use feeding tubes and to monitor them. It's a small hospital that doesn't have, you know, specialists. It doesn't have the capacity to deal with this kind of rare condition.
In your role as well, what's the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre doing for these children as well?
So we are working with the National Justice Project and lawyers for legal intervention to force the government to transfer kids to Australia for medical treatment. We also are in contact with around 100 people on Nauru. We sort of support parents to sort of look after their children. We support them with casework and we support them with referral to services over the phone. But we're quite overwhelmed and we really just need, you know, families and children to be transferred to Australia so they can be hospitalised and looked after properly.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much, Marcella, for joining us, bringing to air the actual syndrome that many children have been diagnosed over in Nauru and I guess your work to try and better the condition of those children as well. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.